good weather for a cold weather football team.
Yeah, it's good. We had a little practice with a wind chill out there. It doesn't happen very often in July, but we'll take it.
I guess Snacks responded well, because he did more today.
He did a little bit more, yep. We're going to build him up.
Odell, did you have a pretty good day sharing that assessment?
Yeah, we had some good competition with the receivers and the DBs out there. They competed hard. They were smart. When the ball was in the air, we didn't have any big collisions out there, which is key to that, and they're working well together that way.
How much is the first play, taking a shot downfield, how much is that a plan thing? How much is that maybe?
It was just a play on the script. Yeah.
Coach, it seems like early on in camp, you guys have been utilizing a fullback a lot more. What's that been like for your offense, and how many more avenues does it open up for you?
We have two on the roster. Want to teach them the system, give them a chance on special teams, and when we put the pads on, get to the game, but let them try to earn a job. Yeah, absolutely. It was good to get him out there in the team reps. It's the first time we had a chance to put him out there in team reps. He did primarily 7-on-7 in the offseason, so it's exciting to see. Good competition there at the quarterback spot.
How do you plan on handling those reps with those guys throughout the summer?
We're gonna roll them all in there. Give them all a chance to get some reps, and whether it's two, whether it's three, whether it's four, we'll roll all these guys.
Is Davis Webb gonna get reps in the two, or are you gonna kind of get those to Josh and Gina? That seems to be the way.
It depends on which day it is.
John Jerry, fan.
I haven't been in the training room yet.
Quarterback reps and one like, are they gonna also? Those other guys also gonna squeeze in and get one reps for the first team, or they're mostly you're talking about second and third alternation between those.
It depends on which day it is. Eli will take the first group reps, and if we decide to push or pull a little bit, we'll do that.
Brandon Marshall was talking this spring, pretty extensively about, just developing a chemistry with Eli and figuring out this offense and things. What have you seen through the spring and, very early here that, how he's acclimating to all this?
Well, it was nice to see the first play of training camp. He gets a ball thrown to him, makes a nice play. And there's going to be a learning curve there. There'll be some ups and downs like there are, but Brandon's played a lot of football, and we're confident that he'll come a long way fast, and he's a tremendous communicator. There's a lot of teaching and learning going on both ways, coach to player, player to coach, player to player. That always helps, and being a great communicator is important. So that'll help facilitate the process.
It's a challenge for him,
sir. I know it's early, but do you sense that the offense is maybe starting out a little faster this year than as opposed to maybe where it was last year?
No, it's early. First day.
What's the challenge for a guy like Landon, who was such a big player last year, to kind of build on that this year, maybe manage your expectations in terms of the numbers and all that?
I think, the sky's the limit for Landon. We know he's a talented player. We know he's a hungry player. He loves the game. You can see that with not only the way he plays on Sundays, but with the way he practices. But like anything else, it's not like riding a bike. You have to go out there and earn it. You can't be too big to do the little things. And the fundamentals, you're constantly chasing your fundamentals and getting better there, and the physicality is going to come. But practice is important, and he loves practice, so he has a great chance.
Ben, how did Evan do over during the break and coming back to you in terms of his knowledge of the playbook and things like that? I know that's an important part for him.
Yeah, he didn't go away for 6 weeks and take a step back. I feel he's a guy that prepares on his own. He just doesn't have to be in the building to prepare, which helps. We ask a lot of that position. It's one of the most challenging positions on the team to play and to learn. We throw a lot at him. They have to play fullback, inline, tight end, from a wing-type position in the slot, and number one receiver. Well, special team, so there's a lot thrown at him, and we feel he can handle it. He's got to work at it. It's not going to be easy. He's going to make some mistakes, but as long as he learns from his mistakes, he has a chance.
Does he still have sort of rookie big eyes, I guess? A little head spinning, no? You don't see that?
Ben, so what was going on kind of after the interception? It seemed like everybody got involved.
The game's about the ball. Everyone wanted the ball. So
even the guys on the sideline?
Yes. Yeah, the defense.
What you're thinking behind?
The defense was turning the interception into essentially it turns into a punt return when they get the ball in their hand. So everyone on defense blocks for the guy who intercepted the ball was Jack Rabbit, and everyone on offense goes and covers the ball.
Looked like coaches were almost involved too.
It's a whole team operation.
Where was Jadar Johnson today?
He was inside today. He was ill.
Coach, to what degree does training camp play towards the skill position, i.e., like when you have the shells on versus the pads? How much are you able to much easier evaluate the skill positions than your other guys in the trenches?
I think the true evaluations happen when the pads come on and in game, in the preseason game.
But how aggressive do you get with opening the playbook? Like, it's still early, but you have so many more weapons and so many more different positions on offense. Do you keep it base right now, or have you really gotten aggressive with that?
The playbook is the playbook. We go through it each year, and we add and we take out, and we change it and we correct it. We do a lot of different things with the playbook. It's there if you need it. If you have the players you feel like that can execute what you need to get done, you use it. If not, you put it on the shelf, and you pick and choose what you use each and every year. We can play doubleheaders for 3 years with that playbook if we need to. And it's all there if we need it, but we have to let the players determine what we use and what we need.
Ben, I know we've talked to you in the past, the idea of, you know, about teaching, then evaluation, and then you start worrying about competition at different spots. Does it come a point in time in the summer where you'll have coaches go to players and kind of let them know where they're stacked up almost as a motivation, or
We do that every day from the first day we go in to the off-season program until now. Every day we have a fluid board in there for the staff. They go in and they rank the players each and every day at their position. And the players, I'm pretty sure they have a pretty good understanding where they are.
Were you pleased with what Paul Perkins did in the off-season and now kind of transferring that into camp?
Again, you know, first really day working against the defense for Paul. You know, he's really taken to it. Yeah, I go back coming out of UCLA. He wasn't here in the spring, so he really had to buckle down in training camp to learn the book. And he did a nice job last year. He picked up where he left off, and he's still a young player. He still has a lot to learn, but he takes steps every day. It definitely helps.
Yeah. Last one.
Ben, has Dante Dion improved from the player who, I guess, almost made this team last year in training camp?
Yeah, Dante, he brings a lot of energy to our practice. We like that about him. He gets football. He's been well coached. He responds well to coaching. He's a competitive, fiery young guy. And, he's a good player for us.
Thank you.